I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Steffi Bake episode from the Fun with Dumb podcast. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about transitioning out of her long-term relationship, as well as our burping challenge. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, from the Fun with Dumb podcast, Steffi Bake.
Thanks for having me.
I'm just going to let you know. I'm just going to let you. That was the first time that has ever happened on the podcast, what you just did. Dude, I got to salute you.
Fuck.
That was amazing. This is over 200 podcasts.
Yeah.
Out of over 200 guests, no one has stood up and burped like that.
And bowed. Thank you for allowing for that space, holding that space for me.
Now, did the LaCroix built that give you some ammo to do that?
Yeah, I thought that's what the setup was. You burped over there, so I thought I was supposed to
You mimicked it. Yeah. Mine was an accident. Was yours intentional?
No. Maybe I held it in a few.
Yeah.
And then his song came on, and I was like, oh my God. Oh, how am I going to hold this? 안녕하세요.
나는 한국말 못해요. 이거 똥 냄새 있어. 이거 똥.
나도. And we burp together, so we dong them.
Tell the viewers and listeners what that meant.
Dong in Korean, translated into English, is poop. So we both have poop smell in our mouth, and we burp together. And now this room smells like fart poop.
And then as a Korean tradition,
yeah.
I introduced you to my father's ashes.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
And then you gave, I like the fact that, because you gave him respect.
I did.
You bowed. And what did you say? You said something in Korean. What did, what, I didn't recognize that word.
I said, nice to meet you.
Oh, but in a, okay. Go ahead, let it out.
There's a few. Those are the aftermath.
And then you mentioned, did your father passed as well?
Yeah, so immediately.
How old were you?
I like that we're bonding over
death.
Is this considered trauma bonding? Like, are we already starting off this way?
But maybe,
no, a little
maybe.
Bit. Your I father's mean, death was more recent. I saw that August 19th.
2019. What about your
mine was when I was 6 years old, September, I believe it was 1990 something.
How? What grade is that when you're six?
I was about seven. So I think it was actually second grade.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was really young.
I think that's tougher. Because when you're older, you have those years to kind of prep and you know what I'm saying? Like when you're that young, that must be very, very traumatizing.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't have many memories of him, but I do have memories. And then I also have memories of when he was sick, right? And then.
What do you mean sick? Did he have, did he get a, because my dad had 8 strokes. Yeah.
For how many years? How many did.
Spread, just. Spread apart.
Oh my god!
But the main one, the major one, he was going to surprise my mom by making gimbap, and he was standing on a stool. So imagine your dad, you know, like getting the seaweed,
yeah,
trying to get the gim, and he fell, and it triggered like the gnarly one.
Oh man!
But go back to yours.
Oh Lord!
I'm sorry.
Intense. That's so recent.
No, my mom. I wasn't there, but my oma. Explain
yeah,
that that's what
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, that's like so, mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty, that's really
so kimbap, intense. Tell them what kimbap is.
Kimbap is Korean, it's considered Korean sushi, but it's like literally a nori and outside rolls of, there's rice inside it.
Yeah, dakgwang. Dakgwang?
Yeah.
Okay, dakgwang.
Dakgwang, I've never heard it in that sound. Never.
I'm just letting you know.
Ta? I think there's more of a hard D at the beginning, like a dakgwang, I think.
I'm just letting you know, my Korean is probably the worst Korean you'll ever hear out of any Korean.
Really?
You know.
I
even told Rex that, because Rex Dizzy was just here, and because we all went to, if you want, I want to treat y'all to In-N-Out Burger after if you're hungry. But we were at In-N-Out Burger, and I go, I complimented him. I go, you know, I was jealous. I go, you know,
yeah.
I'm jealous of you guys because you guys speak such good Korean.
Oh, no, I'm not. They're really good. I'm actually not even that great.
What are you talking about? You sounded great.
I mean, I know how to talk to adults, but I only have, like, I can't listen to the news. I can't, I don't know. But I can, I like to say I'm conversational. Funny thing about In-N-Out, we ran into you at an In-N-Out.
We don't have to bring that up.
Well, it was just really random.
You caught me slipping.
Yeah, you were in a little corner. That was the weirdest part.
You're making me seem like Gollum. Like,
that's
in the
really
cave.
What?
You're making me seem like
you're
I was
like
Gollum
in, the corner.
In the cave. I wasn't like that.
Really?
I looked over. I'm nearsighted, by the way. You know, I need to be wearing glasses.
Okay,
I have
wear glasses together?
Yeah, I have Korean. I have the Korean glasses right here.
Korean? What makes them Korean?
Well, they're tinted.
Oh, yeah, that is very Korean.
So,
those are cool, man. 안녕하세요.
Is that now that more Hangul?
Yeah, now I believe
so,
it
so
more.
So I go, I was eating my double-double.
Yeah.
And I happened to look over. I like people watching there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, great.
I people watch everywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like. And then I'm like, and then I see you two in the corner, and then I'm like, oh, it kind of looks like them, but I'm not sure. This is what's going on in my mind. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Just keep staring down, keep staring down. And then I go, just look up one more time.
Yeah.
And then I look up again like this. And then Dom went like this. He went. he did a wave. He goes, hi. And then I go. And I knew right away, you know, on my Nunchi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's him.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
You could see the curly hair from
far.
Yeah,
I'm about 5 days a week.
Yeah. Really?
I'm not proud to say it. Listen, I know how to cook, But sometimes, you know how close in proximity In and Out. I mean, we don't have to give my street address. But you know how close it
you
is.
I could smell it, right? The animal fries.
Hello.
From here. I smell it. It's crazy.
So
I don't blame you. I had it yesterday.
You did?
I actually flew back.
You have it 5 days, 5 days a week?
No, I wish I could. You know what's similar to that?
I didn't have a milkshake last night, though. That's my justification.
You don't do a milkshake with the 5 times a week, do you?
No, because I'll tell you why. So I was doing laundry. I walked to the laundromat.
Yeah.
And there was this homeless dude that I used to see near Circle K. And he used to have a skateboard.
Yeah.
And I saw him near the laundromat. Uh-huh. And he goes, "Hey." I go, "What's up, man?" He goes, "Long time don't see. Yeah. Where's your skateboard, dog?" And I go, "Oh, I left. Yeah. I just left at home." He goes, and then the next thing he said was like, "You put on some weight."
Whoa. He judged you?
Yeah. But I don't think he meant to offend me. But I just.
Wait, how is that not offensive? That's literally putting on weight.
It was on some street shit. It was on like just street. You know, it was on some street. It was just some street. You know, he was just.
No, he shamed you, dude.
He did. He did shame me.
Were you shamed?
No, I just kind of like, I just went. My risk, because it would shock me. Yeah. So I just went.
Yeah.
And I just kind of carried on. Like, yeah, okay.
I imagine him to be like fully naked, by the way.
Huh?
I imagine him to be fully naked.
No,
when
no, he was
you.
Clothed. Oh. No, he's one of those dudes that like, he's always like rolling a, he's always just at Circle K, like, not at Circle K, at 7-Eleven, like, he always has like weed on him too. He's
is he
either
the one
rolling...
that opens the doors?
No.
I love that,
no,
by the
he
way.
He has some kind of hustle. He's not, but opening doors is not his hustle.
That's not his hustle.
I think he may slang, like, weed there. I don't know, because he's always has weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever tip the guy that opens the door?
No. These are the reasons why. Because they're expecting it.
So if they're on the street.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I get
what
it.
I do, you know a way around that.
But that's so fucked.
Because they happen most, I'm just guessing, like, 75% of the time, they focus on one part of that. You know, there's two sides of the door.
Yeah.
I pick the other side of the door to open. So,
oh
so
my God.
No, this is just a way around it. So if That's they go, because they make a whole event out of it. Like,
yeah.
They're rolling out the red carpet, right?
But
so, you know what I mean? So if they do that, then I go, "Oh, no, I'm good."
But that's the only thing they have to do the whole day. They're waiting for that moment to open the door for you, and you take it away by going to the other side?
I haven't really gave it much. I don't like lay in bed thinking about like, why did I do that? It's just during the moment, I'm like, it's just annoying. Like, cause I'm like, damn. No, cause I have given money. It's not like I never give.
But
I,
the
like,
door guy.
But
is
it's the door. That specific thing bothers me because they're like expecting it. Like they're like, they just washed your, you know, they're just like cleaned your house. Like they just did some phenomenal thing.
I know, which is fucked up.
Cause that's something anyone could do. Like I'm going to eventually open, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's what the fucked up is. I feel the same way. I don't give the, I feel awkward and I have to be like extra thank you for doing this for me.
No, but they're expecting $100 bill. They're like, I just did you a favor.
Yeah.
You owe me.
Yeah, but at least he's doing a service versus some people that just like are on the, you know, they have the sign and they're just standing there. Yet
I like that better. I'm more prone to give them money.
Doing nothing.
Just
but holding.
Chilling because they're not, this is the thing, they're not harassed. They're not,
oh,
they're
you feel
not
harassed
doing some
when
kind
they
of,
politely
yeah, they
open
don't
the
have
door
some
for
kind
you.
Of hustle. Do it. Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
I said, when they politely open the door for you, you feel like,
that's kind of like a hustle. That's our hustle.
Should we all just not do anything? Will I get
more
gifts?
No, I'll give them. It's not like I don't give them. I will give them a dollar. I will give them money. But it's, you know, she brought this. It's like sometimes, like, you know, my intuit, like I could feel their like energy and like just their vibe.
Yeah.
You like, know what I'm saying?
It's like when someone's desperate, like you could, when someone wants to like desperately like go on a date with you or like hook up with you, but you smell it.
Can you sense that?
You sense that shit.
Give me
like,
some examples. I like, that's interesting that you brought that up. Give me some examples.
You're
can
like,
you know,
what should
up?
I not do?
No, can
what
you,
should I not do?
Can
I
you sense
wanted?
That on Tinder, by the way? Like by looking at their pictures or their dating profile?
Yeah, I feel like it's mostly the pictures. I don't like I don't want more than 3 or 4 selfies, even if you're like the hottest dude in the world. I don't want just pictures of your fucking face. Like, do something else. I imagine them to only be like standing around all day taking selfies. Like,
can I ask you something? So if the guy is average looking, but then they have a full bod picture and they have crazy abs, does that give them points back?
They're showing off the abs?
Yeah, where he has his shirt off, right? And they're wearing some kind of cool, like, underwear or on the beach or something. And you could see this guy works out.
Yeah.
Does it give him points?
Depends on my moods. Right now, I'm in an experimental phase.
And what's that?
I just got out of, like, an 8-year relationship. So, like, I am now just having, it's the first time I've been single. I've always been in long-term relationships.
Did you break up or did he break up?
I think it was mutual
because I had a 4.5 and we broke up.
And who?
It was she did, and then we got back together for a day, and then it was a mutual thing.
Okay, yeah. I think that I'm more probably the person that might have initiated multiple times, but then at some point we were like, okay, we both agreed.
Now, will you give the man more respect if he took initiative to, you know, because like, I think a lot of guys are just afraid because it's such a touchy kind of thing to do. Would you, because I know a lot of times the guy probably is just waiting for things to just fall apart, rather than just stepping in and saying, you know, this is not working out. We should just go our separate ways.
That's more, you think guys do that, tend to do that?
I can only speak from my experience because I've done that.
Okay.
And you know what I realized? What happens? They lose respect and they end up doing it. And they're like, this is not working out.
Damn, I don't know. I feel like it's so different for each person and each relationship. Right. Like, I feel like I stayed in my relationship for way too long because I'm so codependent. Like, everything was just wrapped up in each other.
Was he a Korean guy?
No, he was, I don't want to, he's Taiwanese.
Oh, Taiwanese.
He's a Taiwanese guy. Okay. Yeah. And I've only dated two Korean men in my life.
We love Taiwanese.
No, I love Taiwanese culture so much.
Yeah. So what are the differences
between? They make the best partners. It's like a low-key, is that problematic to say? But like, no, it's like a low-key thing that Asians say, which is like Taiwanese people make great significant others.
Could he make dandan noodles?
No, but he made me like this egg and tomato thing. He would cook a lot and he would do with his like shirt off and he's very fit. And it was like one of the first reasons I was like, okay, I like this guy. Yeah, the shirt off thing. I was like, yo, what's up?
And then he met your parents, were your parents' response? Because, you know, Koreans, you know, that generation could be judgmental because they only want Korean.
Yeah, my mom is pretty open-minded. I would say more than anything, she's had bad experiences with Koreans. So my mom raised us to think more so that Korean men aren't great for us. That's why I haven't dated that many, which is like fucked up. It's fucked up. Okay, but she just had really bad experiences, so she's just like going off of that. And so but she's very open-minded. I've dated like multiple, I've dated different, all different races.
White guys.
Except white. Everyone thinks I would date a white guy.
Hello.
Hold on. But that's changed. That's changed. This is the first time I'm saying this out loud.
White men have not been attracted to you? Is that what you said? They have never approached you in your whole life.
They like,
be honest.
Nerdy white guys love me.
They love
they
you.
They love
the Jewish emo white dudes love your ass.
They would cry on my ass.
They would
if
crawl.
They got they would crawl. They would swim in my tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, in their own tears to get to me. But I'm like,
I can picture
no.
a guy that looks like Beck. Just some younger version of Beck. With a guitar, the coolest tattoos, in an indie band, of some like obscure label.
Yeah.
In LA.
Yeah, I just
used
like,
to work at Amoeba. And
right.
They're like, and they're touring. They're on like a
tour.
Yeah, they're touring.
Are they falling out of the music game? Are they
they're active. They're on a label. They're on a small label, but a cool label. All
right. Well, if any of those people are listening, I'm here. I am free. I'm experimenting.
Is that a weird thing to say?
I'm experimenting with white guys? Like, that's a weird thing to say.
No, it's not. You're being honest.
I'm being honest. Isn't that weird for me to come into the white game now? Like, after all of last year?
Now, that's a thing I want to bring up. You just caught my attention. So are you implying that your interest or your potential interest in a white guy, it's a whole different bracket or it's a different category of dating?
Yeah,
you're dealing with a whole different set of rules or something.
It's fucked. I mean, I shouldn't say this, and I feel like I'm gonna get in a lot of trouble for saying about this. It's just I had this like bad thing in my head that I'm like, oh, I always want to be with someone cultured. Like that's important to me to learn.
Well, define culture. Like, what does that imply? What does that mean?
Not boring. And for some,
but that's not culture. Because a cultured person can be boring.
Maybe has some. I can't even. I feel like everything I'm saying just sounds crazy. They have more to share than to like about some other. I don't know. Like I come from multiple cultures. Like
you
wouldn't
date a guy that's just into like a football team.
Ew.
And that's all they. That's what I'm saying.
Please don't ask me to go on a hike on the first date. By the way, that's like disgusting.
Okay,
I hate that.
Now
I'm gonna
play
much.
Devil's advocate. Oh. What if a white guy, Ryan Gosling? Sorry. I'm talking this guy is handsome.
Sorry.
What if this very, very, very young Ryan Gosling type of guy shows interest in you?
Yeah.
And he has the best bod.
Yeah.
The best tattoos.
Uh-huh.
The best job.
Ooh.
He lives in a great condo, like in Santa Monica.
Oh,
but
damn.
The only thing, this is the kicker.
This condo in Santa Monica?
The only interest that he has is he's into like one football team or something. He's
no,
that guy.
That. No, I can't do it. I don't give a fuck if you're the most attractive. Okay,
dude,
can I tell you something? I do not give a fuck. I know no one believes me. I don't care if someone's really hot. Like I'm literally not attracted to someone just because they're hot. Like, I can't. I'd rather have, like, a 5 who is funny or interesting or has character or is fucking wacky or something. Fucking weird as fuck. And be unattractive than have fucking Brad Pitt and be, like, look like Brad Pitt but have, like, nothing to talk about. Like,
dude,
don't talk to me about fucking basketball.
Hold up, but a chiseled... Young
I don't
Brad.
Give a fuck.
No, I'm talking like 6-pack abs.
What
I'm talking.
What are you gonna do for me?
What do you? So that won't
that
do it for you. That won't do it for you.
Not. What
if
my pussy will not get wet?
What
for
if
that.
He drove?
I don't give a fuck what he drives.
No,
a Lamborghini.
Yeah, like a Lambo.
Bentley.
Like a no, like a Lambo off the lot, like the brand new,
he's a rich.
He's rich, like Elon Musk rich.
No. Fuck, okay.
That does change
hold
it.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Let
now
me tell you why.
Somewhere.
Let me tell you why. Because that brings culture sometimes. That means they've traveled most likely.
He's been to Italy. Like, he's been to Milan. Like, he's been all over the world. He knows, like, the obscure restaurants, like, in Belgium. Like, he's been in Belgium.
He's most likely tried good food. He's most likely... he's probably been on those weird, you know, like on the, you know when you see videos on Instagram where there's like rich people doing weird ass sports like that make no sense, like the one that the jets that go flying and there's like fire and they're like what the fuck is that, like,
or
that?
Like cricket or Crockett, whatever, like this weird or cricket, I don't know, just the weird sports.
Fencing?
Yeah. He does fencing.
I took fencing when I was younger.
Yeah. So that wouldn't do it? Like the million dollar the million dollar man won't do it?
No, I would go on a date with that bro.
You'd go for the steak meal, the good dinner.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go on a steak fucking dinner with like someone that's like, yo, you want a fucking free steak, dude?
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo, I'm going to take you to Mastro's, dude. Like, yo, I'm going to talk to you about basketball
but
for an hour.
This is the interesting thing. Like men, like, this is the difference. It's like if I saw an attractive woman, she could be working at, like, McDonald's or, like, Dairy Queen. You know, men are different.
Yeah.
They're willing to they'll be like, you know... I don't care if she works at Dairy Queen or...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know, because it's status.
If it's flip, women won't do that.
Well, the difference is that for women, like, culturally, we're here... Like, for women are based on... Like, a lot of, like, our standards are based on beauty, right? And, like, for men, it's, like, usually something that has to do with, like, stability, which is, like, money or job or, like, how you
can...
Well,
it's because y'all have offspring. You need to look for the person that provides.
Exactly.
You know, for your children.
Exactly.
Right?
So I think that's just biologically how it works.
Right.
So I think it's just, like, it's naturally in your head that that's what... But a chiseled or a very good-looking person... I don't know why that is for women. What is that?
I'm just saying, if you were to mate or breed with Brad Pitt or Ryan Gosling, your kids would be beautiful.
So? They'd be dumb as fucking
rocks.
No, but
your offspring... I mean, you have to think of the future. Your offspring... I mean, they would be, like, beautiful kids.
Do they get away... If you're attractive, you get away with more, huh?
I think that is the case. Yeah, on both sides. On both sides of the coin.
I don't know, dude. I can't be with someone boring. Please don't push boringness. I can't.
Okay, so let me...
I really cannot. Like,
Let me present a different example. Okay, and then I'll give you an example.
One of the
first people
that I did hook up with since my past, since breaking up and all, whatever, having being single.
Wait, hold up. You're skipping. How did you meet this person? You don't have to say his name.
What if this person like watches?
No, they're not gonna watch this obscure podcast out of my apartment called the Steve Wiebe Show. They're not gonna watch it. So, did you meet him through a dating app?
Yes, it was a dating app.
Okay,
but,
which one though?
Tinder? It was Bumble, and
Bumble. So, describe to the viewers and listeners how that works. The men can't reach out to the women.
Is that right? I don't even know how they work.
Is that right?
It's a numbers thing. I just like...
The woman has to contact the man first.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
you
this one
most
is
likely
a...
contacted him. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it works.
It must have been.
Continue.
No. Actually, he must have because... Or...
You have to pay for it.
Okay,
yeah,
so maybe he pays for it.
Yeah, he pays for it.
But the interesting thing is he messaged me and was like, yo, do you live in this building? And I was like, oh no, it's fucking creepy.
Stalker.
Stalker dude, right? And then I was like, why? And he's like, I live in the same building. And I was like, fuck me, right? But also like intrigued because he was fucking sexy.
Okay, what made him, what do you look like?
He had a tuxedo in one of his pictures. Ooh. He's got orange hair. I've always wanted to curious about orange hair. So first, one of the first white guys I hooked up with, by the way, like I told you I don't date, but as of the breakup, I have started going out with white dudes.
What did he look like? Joaquin Phoenix?
He's clean cut. He was fully shaven.
What is
when
like,
I mean fully shaven?
His gochu?
Yeah, everywhere.
No, his gochu?
Oh, everywhere.
So
yeah.
Gochu means penis in Korean.
Yeah, his penis was shaven.
Reminded
me of what are those horse humans?
Yeah, what horse humans? Oh, centaur. Oh, he was like a mythical he was so unique.
Not the unique part.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
His body or something.
Was like a centaur? Minotaur?
Yeah.
Was it a minotaur
so
or a centaur?
Clean.
That's half man, half horse, right?
Yeah.
Straight back.
Fully hung. Okay. Fully hung. Fully hung.
Let's get some context.
Honey, like...
Okay, I'm going to... Just tell me when to stop. I'm going to go up the...
Damn, this is for real. I've never even talked about this shit in real life.
I'm
going
to do this, and then just tell me where to stop.
Right there. Right there. It's probably thicker. Yeah, let's go. Congratulations to that man.
So
is that average? Can someone...
Hold up, I'm going to tell
you. Okay, so this is the thing. I don't date white guys, so I didn't know about this.
Oh, he was a 5.5-6er.
Wait, what?
That was a 5.5-6er.
So that's normal. This is how little experience I've had with
men,
dude.
No, but that's a 5.5-6er. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me imagine it on a centaur. Yes, about right there.
But you said the girth, you said it was pretty meaty.
It was a bit meatier. It was like a thick ass sausage.
Was he circumcised?
He was circumcised.
So that was, he was healthy down there. That was real healthy.
And you know what? I think that I heard there's a trick that if you shave down there, it makes it bigger.
Yeah. I know from experience. I do that all the time. Yeah. But when you're dealing with the micro penis, you have to do everything you can do.
Okay. So look.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know about white men. And like my sister only dates white guys. That's a complete opposite of me.
Yeah.
And like I just didn't know about this. Like I haven't slept with many people.
I'm just letting you know. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm just, I'm thinking about when white guys see this, your DMs are going to be so flooded.
I'm fucking single. Please hit me up.
Your DMs are gonna be flooded.
Really?
They're gonna be like,
do you have a lot of white viewers?
I think. Well, they're mostly male.
Oh, really? What percentage?
My analytics on my channel. I mean, this is how lopsided it is. I'm not even exaggerating. I think it's maybe 3% female.
No.
Something very.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you're gonna have a bunch of dudes.
Did you? You didn't know.
No, maybe a little bit more, maybe 4%.
Okay. Maybe 4%?
Maybe 4%.
Yo, bro. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
It's okay. It's a bro-y thing.
Okay, well, we are talking a lot about...
Bro-y stuff.
I'm good at talking about bro-y stuff.
Yeah.
It gets problematic sometimes.
So let's continue to talk about this...
Dick size?
No, this man. So was his armpit shaved? Because you said he was cleanly shaven.
His armpit wasn't shaved. He's one of those people you hook up and then they're like, I need a shower. You know, that type of thing.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
it reminds
what?
Me of that movie with Christian Bale. What's that movie where he's
American Psycho?
American Psycho. Remember how he...
See, American Psycho, that dude can get it.
wait, he can?
Christian Bale? He can get it.
Yeah.
He can get it. With his psychotic
shit. He's an attractive
I know. That's problematic. Like, the feminists out here, like, are you fucking...
He's an exception to the rule, then?
It's true, though, because I also consider myself a feminist, but I'm like, it's not right. I'm sorry.
He's a great actor, by the way. The Prestige. Oh,
my gosh, he's so good.
The Batman. Yeah.
But I just make characters. It's funny, because I don't have, like, a actor that I'm really obsessed with. Mm-hmm. Bruce Willis was the guy that I grew up, like, obsessed
with. Oh, so you grew up with Die Hard and all that?
Yeah, Die Hard. Yeah, that great was my movie, favorite. Movie, yeah, he movie. Was, like, he was my yeah. goals, right?
Yeah, what did this man, what did this boy smell like, this man?
I didn't mean to call him a boy. God,
he was not a boy.
What, though?
He seems like a man, man.
He is like a man.
Yeah, especially with that. Oh, yeah. Okay, continue. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So, did he smell? Did he wear cologne?
He smelled like In-N-Out because we had In-N-Out.
Your first date? Wait.
Can we talk about your first date? I took him. I drove him in my first date? When I had. Yeah. No, that must have been the second. The first time. It wasn't a date. It was just like we like hung out and like. He took me to a nice restaurant in the neighborhood, which is funny because I took a lot of other dates in that restaurant and I saw him a few times with other guys that I. And I would see him there, and then we would run into each other. And I've ran into him with a few other dudes that I went on dates with, while him being there, plus in the building. It was weird, okay? It's weird.
And so
don't date anyone in your building.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did he make the first move on you? Like advances?
I can't, I think,
Think about that date.
I think it was like we were talking about so the problem is I feel bad saying this, but he's someone that isn't cultured.
Dude, you're like that's a contradiction to what you said like 20 minutes ago, dude.
This is the difference. I would never date him. This is not dating.
Oh, this is just a hookup.
This is like a hookup of friends with benefits. There's a big difference. Okay. First of all, if I like the guy, I would never hook up with them. Well, 90% of the time, I wouldn't hook up with them on the first date or the second date.
Why?
I make them wait like literally months.
Why do they have to wait?
I don't know. It's like a prudish thing. You have to work for my pussy, like that type of thing.
Oh.
But if it's someone that I like don't care that much about and I just like, it's just like maybe hook up or whatever, I don't care. So you'll know if I don't really.
So with the betas. They have to wait. With the beta males, they're going to have to wait.
You think it's a beta thing?
I think so.
No,
because with the betas, you're going to be like, well, they're going to have to earn it. They're going to have to buy us a couple dinners. But with the alphas, like with the Christian Bale, he could be a complete piece of crap. But then you're like, you know what? He's an exception to the rule.
Yeah, but I would never date him, though.
I know, but you'll sleep with him at least once.
Is that better? You'd rather just...
No, but what I'm implying is he's an exception... Because he's a certain way, and you'll he'll be like, you know what? I won't date him, but I'll hook up with him.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to him, like, what? In any other way but in the physical sense. Like, I'm just not attracted to him. It's, like, weird.
The Christian Bale? I mean, the clean-shaven one.
I'm not attracted. Like, I would never date. Like, I would never.
But you would hook up with him once.
I would hook up with him
a few
times.
But that's my point. I mean, he's probably like,
all right. Do you want to be just a vessel? No,
you
offense.
Do you want to be that guy? Because, yeah. But what if, okay, hold on, I'm going to play devil's advocate again. What if that guy doesn't mind so much because he has, like, other.
Go with that. Oh, so, fine with me.
Okay, that's fine with you.
Fine with me. I prefer that. I don't want anyone to fall in love and, like, be into okay, me all right, in that
okay,
world.
That's fine.
That's actually, I hate that.
Right.
Which is a problem because what's been happening, I have to say, is that I'll get into these situationships of just, like, hoping that this person will just be a fuckboy, maybe, and then they, like, end up, you know, wanting something, and then you're, like, confused because you're like, oh, this person I thought just wanted to just hook up.
But what if you catch feelings unintended?
That doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't?
Or hasn't happened where I catched feelings and they weren't into me yet. I haven't had that yet.
You haven't ever had
no,
that?
No, that's not I'm not trying to be cocky or anything. Like, it hasn't happened.
Interesting.
Maybe it's a defense mechanism. Maybe I'm
to
like...
To guard your feelings and yourself.
Yeah, but yet I still haven't...
You don't want to be vulnerable in that sense.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
But I still haven't met anyone that I, like, really fell for that hasn't been into me. But I don't easily fall for people.
So are you saying, okay, if you met someone, but then they were completely... They fit the bill, but then they caught feelings, then you're like, no, don't catch feelings.
Yeah.
So you're saying you want the asshole, like, guy that's kind of like, you know
what
I mean?
At this place in my life, I am unemotionally available. I am not looking to date anyone. I have literally been dating someone for over, like, probably 12, 13 years. Like, I've always had a boyfriend.
So when did you start, hold up, this is interesting. When did you start dating then? Did it start from high school?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And these were always long-term?
Yes, always.
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 Always. What's the longest, so what was like the kind of like the average term of the relationship?
Well, even middle school. What's the longest?
What was your average duration of the relationship, do you think?
Maybe about.
At least 2 years.
Yeah, something like that. 1 year, 2 years. Yeah, longest one, this most recent. This is so long. I could have left that relationship a lot earlier, and I really didn't because I just.
No, why
I
didn't
get
you?
So
that's interesting. Why didn't you just step in and say, you know what, this is not working?
Again, codependent.
Comfortability?
No, yeah, it's the codependent thing. It's like the wanting to, like, be feeling safe, the safety part, mm-hmm. and stability.
Yeah.
The other partner always creates that world for me. And mm-hmm. I think I felt like I couldn't ever be okay alone. I was so scared of being alone because I felt like I
really
wouldn't be loved maybe or something like right. that.
But do you think, because you seem like you're doing well, like, you know.
Yeah. I'm killing it in my life right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I mean, dude, I love your car. That Jeep that you have a nice car. you're doing podcast. No, because you gave me a ride that one day from Dumb's podcast. I'm like, oh, you know, I mean, my impression was like, oh, she's doing well.
Yeah.
Financially, at least.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I feel like I'm a very independent person.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when it came to relationships, I always need the extra love. I think I need some sort of like male affection thing because I didn't have it when I was a kid from my father.
Well, Korean fathers aren't the best at showing
well,
that.
I didn't have any. I was six when he died.
Right,
so because
right.
there's a
you
lack
know, that's
of
interesting.
It.
You're right because he wasn't even around.
He wasn't
when
around.
Oh, right.
So like I don't really know what a regular relationship with just a man in general, what the right... I think a lot of people go through this, right? A lot of mm-hmm, people mm-hmm, are have mm-hmm. single parents. But because of that, I think I somehow search for this like acceptance from a male. And so that's why I always felt like I needed someone to like be there to like give me approval that I'm good or something. Which is changing. Ever since that breakup, I have been like doing my own shit and I'm fucking loving being single.
What are the things you like about it?
The freedom.
Hello.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, let me, yeah.
You could do whatever you want.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, what else?
I shouldn't reference.
I believe I could touch
the
sky.
No, we can't reference R. Kelly. No. Sorry, he's canceled. Fuck, it's just, it's brainwashed in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catchy song. Yeah. So freedom is the number one.
Freedom to like not ask for any permission for anything, or not even permission, but to like do anything. Like I could be out, like I could do whatever the fuck I could deuce anyone I want. I could be, you know.
What's
I could,
deuce?
Do.
Oh, okay. I thought you.
I could deuce. I could deuce. I could do. I
thought it was like some kind of slang for something like deuce. Okay. I'm sorry.
And you know, I just like that if I don't have to clean up for anyone. Not that I was, you know, they don't, it's, I get to choose to eat meals with anyone.
Yeah.
I don't have anyone to like be bothered by. I don't have to be annoyed by someone else's like weird habits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my exes would crack their knuckles all the time. That shit drove me insane.
Like you'd hear the sound.
Yeah. I'm a Virgo. And I think something
when's
about
your birthday?
September 17th.
I'm a Virgo too.
Wait.
August 25th. We're all Virgos.
It is not a coincidence. This always fucking happens.
August. What do you mean?
This happens when we're Virgos are around Virgos all the fucking time.
You're a Virgo too? Yeah, I'm a Virgo.
When's your birthday? September 22nd. I'm on the cusp, but I that was cusp. My ex's. So you're on the cusp. My ex was a. Yeah, I know all about y'all. I have a friend that came into my life and she's September 22nd. She's just
we're
like,
all Virgos?
Yeah, we're Virgo bros.
What the hell?
Yo, but you know who else is September 17th?
Oh, my brother.
Exactly. How weird is that? I found out last year. Can I cuddle you right now? Can we cuddle?
okay.
That happened. Isn't that weird? I'm like your older brother.
That's
dude.
The first time that's ever happened. Did you get that? That was crazy.
Did it feel good?
It was, yeah, it was comforting.
Virgo to Virgo?
Yeah, Virgo to Virgo. That was comforting. Yeah. I haven't had the reverse spoon, but thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to be like your bro. I could be your fill-in bro when he's not around.
He's never done that.
I imagine that.
That was a little bit different.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Taiwanese guy.
Yeah.
Is
that
he,
bro.
Did you?
Yeah.
You are you guys still cool?
Virgos. Wait, can you see who does the loudest one? Not doing this. Oh, mine smells so fucking bad. Yeah, yours is like the kind, there's like acid reflux coming in.
Dude, is that the right time? We're almost at 10 already?
Damn, that was quick, man.
20, what? 20 minutes left. Oh, we have 20 minutes left. So we can talk about, because I didn't even tell.
What do you mean?
I can smell your burp. You ate Korean food. Right? Am I right or am I wrong?
I had Brazilian food.
Brazilian food.
But it is. But when I burped, it smells Korean.
It smells Korean.
Yo, we're getting real intimate right now. Yo, dude.
It smelled like.
I feel like.
It smelled familiar. It smelled like,
Familial or familiar?
Familiar.
But not familial.
Yeah, familiar. I didn't want to like not talk about this. How did you link up with Rick and Dumbfounded and all them?
So I used to do or I
okay, sorry. Go ahead.
We did UCB improv. I was in you.
Continue. Stay with me here. No, this is not a burping competition. This is an interview. No. Let me get the last one. That's my OCD. Let me get the last burp.
What?
Okay, now I have to.
Never will you have the last burp.
How did you meet Rick and Rex Dizzy and Dumbfounded and all them?
All
right, you win. Okay.
Thanks. Okay. I like what. What are you doing?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. How did you meet Rick and Rex Dizzy and Dumb? You won, or you had the last burp. Okay.
Dude!
Okay, I'm gonna ask you one more time.
You're pissing me off. I'm the guest.
How did you meet Rex Dizzy, Dumbfounded?
Okay, and, so I met Dumb because my sister had interviewed him, not interviewed him at Koreatown, for like a Snapchat story.
Oh,
she used
cool,
to work
cool.
with Snap,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess he invited Dumb to be on the on the thing. So that's how, first of all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess. My sister had posted me at some point, and then he DM'd me. He started DMing me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, whatever.
About being the co-host of the podcast?
No. Okay. Like, basically, like in the DMs.
Like, oh, like on the DMs.
Yeah, but that's his, like, prospecting thing. That's how he prospects for girls. That's not problematic, right?
We all do that. You know, a lot of guys do that.
Yeah,
a lot of
guys.
Them.
Yeah. It's all guys on here. It's not problematic because it's all men on here.
Exactly.
Okay.
But hold up. Is that problematic?
No, I don't know.
Because a lot of it, like, Instagram is, whether you like it or not, it is the number one dating site. People use it as a dating. Like,
that's true.
Right? Think about it. Like,
wait, I want to know more about that. Actually, okay, let me finish my story, but you have to teach me how should get into the DMs of other.
No, I'm horrible at it.
But I
don't
know
ask
from
me. All I do is leave the celebration emoji. I don't even know what to say. All right, edit.
Timestamp that. That is so weird, the celebration.
Don't judge. Dude, we've talked about
weird.
It so many times. What?
Celebration? What are we celebrating?
I don't know. Why is
I
it?
Don't know.
You know what it is? It's like
that's
OCD.
Like the
no, hold up. It's my. Oh, it's like OCD where I'm like, in my mind, it means I have a whole narrative behind.
Okay, tell me.
It means that in my mind, it's like, oh, I'm. They know what I mean. But the thing is, I don't even know what I mean. But I feel like it means something. It's just really weird. It's one of those things, like, you know how, like,
I would feel friend zoned if you did that.
Really?
Immediately. A celebration? That's like birthday vibes. Birthday vibes are always very friendly.
Really? So what are? This is my next question. What are two other emojis that are not that?
That are not that.
But not like the creep zone. Not the creepy creeps.
Okay, you know aegyo? Like in the Korean term aegyo, taro?
No, I don't.
It
what
means
is
to
that?
Like act like kind of like, it's almost like when a girl acts kind of like babyish or like you're charming or it's like the term is kind of like charming, cute. It's like aegyo taro, like being like, oh, like oppa and all that shit.
Yeah, right, that energy.
It's like a Korean term. And it's
I won. All right, you won.
Let's talk.
Oh my god. All right, you won. Okay, so it's that type of vibe.
Yeah.
So are you saying women are looking for that on Instagram? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I don't, I don't even know if I should say that, but I do look at a lot of my DMs. I don't respond to all of them, but I will check them out. And if it's the right time, I have to say, even with like, dating apps, like girls have so many options that it will move everything down. So like even if I might forget about somebody.
Are you saying there's a hierarchy as far as like priorities and DMs that women look at? Like this is my number one.
No.
This is my possible number two. This is my,
I mean, I use dating apps when I'm bored, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so when I see it and they get, even if I like someone, I don't remember them and they get pushed down until some new people come up at the top. But if those people.
Must be nice.
Sorry. If those people down there come up to the top, they come back and keep prospecting me. And I'm horny or bored or want a steak dinner, whatever.
Wait. What's that last thing you said? Hold up. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're using that as well to get a steak dinner?
Yeah, but the steak dinner can turn into a fuck.
Okay, right, fair enough.
Like what?
okay, fair enough.
I already told you I'm unemotionally available. I'm single. Yo, you buy me a steak dinner, my trade-off is potential, like, hookup. Like, that's pretty
good.
So
that raises the bar. I mean,
I love food, okay?
Okay,
so,
but
like,
that improves their
It's not even, prospects. I'm not even, by the way, I'm not tricking anyone. It's literally in my bio, my dating profile. I was like, I literally say I like Vulnerability, compassion, and a steak dinner goes a long way.
How far does that go? Is that
a potential makeout?
That's a deal changer.
Yes, dude.
So
you know, meat makes me.
Wait, how about this? My next question. Okay, there's differences of steak. What if one guy's like, "Hey, I there's a sizzler by my house," opposed to, "Hey, I'll take you to Laurie's."
Like, first of all, if anyone used that voice.
No, this is, I'm just, this is the voice that's like through the text.
Let's go. Just kidding. I do like weirdos though. It's like a problem.
You do?
Yeah, I like really weird people. I
guarantee you, when this airs, you're going to have the weirdest DMs.
Dude, I don't know what my, it's, yeah.
Hey, saw you at this on the same TV show. And, you know, I'm an aspiring artist. I live in a loft in downtown LA. I know the best steakhouse, and I really think our vibes will mesh very well. And you know, I'm in an indie rock band as well. I toured with all kinds of bands that you might like.
Okay,
then he has a chance.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, tell me more, let's go. What's your
I live
what's
by
your
a sizzler.
WeChat, give me your WeChat.
So
your
you're
cacao.
Saying a steak is a steak, all steaks are the same, like no, my question is sizzler versus Laurie's.
Okay, it doesn't have to be steak. It could be like, I could honestly get a donut, like something. It's just my mood, right? It's 10 o'clock. What do I want? I want Randy's. We go to
what's
Randy's.
Well, hold up, what's Randy's?
You don't know Randy's Donut Shop?
Oh, Randy's. Yes. I know Randy's.
Yo,
that's in Cape
I might want to go on a donut run, honey.
Oh, so that counts as a steak dinner
sometimes.
What if he does
it's
this?
Just about, this is what I'm telling you.
What,
it's
what
about being
he...
in the right place at the right time and continuously trying.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate again.
Okay.
He takes you to Randy's, and then he's like, you want a donut? And then you're like, yeah. And then he goes, and then he shows examples of frugalness. He goes, I'll buy you a donut. I'll buy you half a bear claw.
No. Never. I hate pettiness. Or like, or
he goes
like this. Cheapskate.
He goes like this. Literally he goes, I'll buy you a donut, but we could share it.
Keep the accent, yes. Keep the accent. The yeah. Pussy likes it. But I don't like cheapo energy. I don't like chisahan. You know Koreans?
Koreans,
chisahan.
What's the word for that?
It's like being cheap. It's like being like frugal, but like in a
I'm frugal.
In a tacky way.
I'm frugal.
So you're going to give someone half
No, I would never do that. No, like my frugalness
What do you
is,
mean frugal?
Well, if there's a... like a liquid or like a washing liquid.
Yeah.
Then I won't buy the name brand. I'll buy the one that's on sale.
No, I do that too.
That's not frugalness?
No.
Okay.
That's fine. That's being smart with your money.
But that's frugal.
No, but
you're
it's like
you could buy the Palmolive that's just $2 more, but
that's
you choose
different.
To,
but
that's frugal.
That's nothing to do with us, though. Versus, like, if you
that's the difference.
You know, like
yeah.
If it has to comes to me, I mean, you're like, oh, I'm worth half a donut. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, what if he does this? You're at a steakhouse, and he goes,
like, bitch, give me the long john.
What if he goes,
like, I don't want a short john. You know what I mean?
You're at Morton's Steakhouse, and he goes, He can get a steak, but do you want to share a steak?
I share steaks. I can't eat a full steak sometimes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's
I love sharing thing. Food. Like, I'll take half a steak and half a salad and share that.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
Don't you think certain foods make you hornier?
You
don't think, does red meat not make you horny?
I haven't really...
Like stroganoff doesn't make me horny. You know what I mean?
Wait, hold
I
on.
Love
the better
stroganoff.
Question is, what foods make you unhorny?
Yeah, like stroganoff.
That's
like a not sexy meal, but it tastes delicious. Like, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but
I see what you're implying. You're saying that maybe certain meals give you kind of the vigor or the vigor.
It's like sexier.
To get, like, you're like, oh, I feel good. I feel horny.
I feel good, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Me, it's like.
So, I think I know what you're getting at. So, after the steak dinner, then you feel, it makes you feel a certain way.
Sure.
After a real good,
sure, and
wholesome
I also
meal.
Feel, and it's usually, like, if you have steak, you also, like, it's kind of romantic. Because, like, it's usually, like, in a romantic setting. It's like.
Okay, I'm going to say it for the seventh time. How did you meet? Rex, Dizzy, Rick, and Dumbfounded.
Okay, so I do UCB improv, and so Upright Citizens Brigade.
Oh, cool, cool. Can we give them a shout out?
Yeah, UCB straight up. No, okay.
I'm just okay.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to definitely do that at the end. We're going to plug all that.
Oh.
Instagram, Twitter,
oh,
all that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That was a real one.
You won.
Oh, my God. I don't know if. I'm sorry. I did win, but you're good from there. I'm sorry. No!
Dude, let me do.
Let me do me? Were you going to say let me
thing.
Do
Let me do my thing. Are you one of those people that, like, you like smelling other people's farts? It's just me. Continue. How did you meet Rex, Dizzy, Rick, and Dumb?
Yeah. So, okay, back to it. I went
to... UCB.
Okay, so UCB, I'm part of, like, the... They have, like, a... What do you call it? A diversity program? So yeah. I was part of that diversity program. And my friend, it was his birthday. I went to go hang out with him. And then he's like, I was like, what are you doing after dim sum? He's like, I'm going to go to this like writers meetup. It's like Asians who are writers. I'm like, okay, can I come with you? He's like, sure. So I go to Cafe Blue. It's at Cafe Blue. First time ever there.
That's in Koreatown.
In Koreatown.
In the corner.
In the corner. And I'm networking with all the Asians in there, which I don't normally, I've never gone to anything
like that.
That
place is always popping off. Why?
Is it?
Like that oxtail soup spot? Good luck
getting
that
place.
Good luck getting the table there.
Delicious.
I know. I know. The green onion. Oh.
So good. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But continue. So you're there networking.
I'm there networking. And then he like dumb pops out of somewhere and he's like, hey.
He's the king, by the way, in that area.
He is.
He's like,
and he knows it.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows it.
He knows.
He's like, hey.
Yeah.
And then he does it twice because he thinks I didn't hear it. I guess apparently the first time. And then he's like, you remember me? And he had actually DM'd me and was like, hey, I have a show coming out. He has a show that he sold actually.
Yeah.
About a rapper that's you know, that you heard about that one.
Yeah, he mentioned it in passing. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, when we start. Casting, like he knew I wanted to be an actor.
He's like,
I want you to like try out to be the sister.
Oh.
Yes. So that's how he
That was a good look. That was a good look.
Yeah. So when I saw
him. So he did
there,
it on like more of a professional tip.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Respect.
It was, yes, exactly.
Respectable.
It's respectable. Mm-hmm. And so when I met him, we kind of like hit it off and we talked until the place closed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually how we met, was through this. But he wasn't there for the writers thing. It was just he happened to be at Cafe Blue. That was his.
Oh, that's a stomping ground.
That's his stomping ground.
Yeah, I've been there too.
Yeah.
And he was in there. Yeah, just randomly.
Oh, same?
Yeah, that corner is just like I was with David Cho, I think a couple other cats, and then he was just there. And I'm like, what's up?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of like cool people around.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, is that a camera? What is that camera?
Yeah, this is what I first started the podcast with, just this Canon.
Oh.
Yeah, but then I got that.
Oh,
yeah.
It looks like almost
you're
like
very
a.
You're very observational.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you are too, because you're a Virgo.
Is that a Virgo trait?
That's a very Virgo thing.
It is.
Are you hypercritical about yourself?
You know what I do? I worry too much.
Aww,
I'm a worrier. Yeah.
Worry, worry.
I'm a worrier, yeah.
Aww.
I worry, worry, worry. Yeah. About stuff that doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
But I come up with a whole narrative.
Yeah.
Of, oh, no, this is really happening, and this is going to happen. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, you got to let that shit go.
I know.
It's hard. But I know it's so
hard. My next question. Is that a Korean trait or a Virgo trait? That kind of analysis of stuff that doesn't exist.
It could be both. The fact
that
it's both, it's double.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I hate it so much. So you have it too.
Oh, we all have it.
We all have it.
We're overanalyzing everything.
In-N-Out Burger on me after the podcast.
Woo! Let's go.
Yeah.
Wait, do you do that with everyone or only people you like?
I started last week and I want to continue. What are you laughing at? No, it was me, her, and Rex Dizzy, and now it's going to be us three.
Oh, did Rex do an episode?
Last week. We went to In-N-Out Burger, and then we're going to keep it as a tradition. I want to treat
y'all.
And you could get a milkshake. So you could get the combo.
I could get a milkshake.
And then you could get a milkshake on top of that. How about that?
That is so sweet.
I'm going to be embarrassed because the security guard is definitely going to say something about me being here again, huh?
Good see. And he knows my name now. That's when you know, like, you frequent the place cool. too much. Hey, Steve. Yeah. And, like, across, you're like, here again.
Do you have a complicated order?
You want me to break it down
I'm
going to
do
quick?
Mine. I want to do yours. Do yours real
do
quick.
Do mine first?
Yes.
Okay, let's pretend I'm ordering.
Okay. What would you like, sir?
Yeah, combo one. And then you have to say, okay. Would you like grilled onions?
Oh, would you like grilled onions?
Yeah, I want grilled onions. But no, light on the spread. Can you add pickles?
Okay, what else?
And that should do it.
Okay, great. We'd be eating in the car?
No, for here, please.
Okay, thank you. That'd be the $4.78.
It's $9.18, I think.
For what? A number one is $9?
Yeah.
That's a good deal. With a milkshake.
You get the cheeseburger. You get
it's
the
not $9.
Yeah, you get the French fries. I know.
You would know.
I know. I have receipts.
It's kind of expensive.
No, it's that's a good deal. You're getting a hamburger.
I swear.
Welcome to In-N-Out Burger. My name is Steve. How can I help you?
I would like the number one, please.
Number one. Would you like grilled onions on that?
Yes, but I like extra grilled onions.
Extra grilled onions?
No salt. Extra toasted.
No salt on the burger or the French fries, ma'am?
Oh, on the burger. No
okay,
salt
no
in
salt.
The burger.
Okay, hold on. Give me a sec. Okay.
Wow, that's the slowest person I've met.
Okay,
so
just
far on,
come on.
Side note.
All right. Oh yeah, what else?
And extra toasted buns.
Is that a thing?
Yes, and it tastes so much better.
Hold up, it's crispy. Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Okay, so
extra veggies.
Extra crispy bun.
Yes, and extra veggies.
Extra veggies?
Yeah.
Would you like the spread on the...
Keep the spread the way it is,
keep
baby.
The spread the way it is. Yeah. Animal style fries?
Keep it spreaded.
The fries?
Oh, I like animal fries.
Okay, animal fries?
Yes.
Will that complete your order?
Yes, and please, Arnold Palmer.
Okay, well, you know, this is self-serve, so...
Okay. Yeah. I thought quarantine is now over.
We changed it
okay.
A month ago.
Okay,
is
thank
that,
you.
That complete your order?
That's
would you like it for
order.
Here to go?
I would like it to, I'll take it for here.
Okay. For in here. A tray is fine?
Yes, in the tray.
Okay, yeah.
With in extra ketchup and spread and the peppers.
Oh my God, that's your order? That's, you added like several like layers of, like mine was not, mine was just three things, but you added like eight things.
I love extra stuff. I'm a little bit too much sometimes.
Okay. Well, when we go there in about 10 minutes, you order first. Let's get that one out. You order first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time has gone, flew by. We got to definitely do a part two. We got to definitely do part two.
Okay, I was
going to say. No, for sure.
Do you feel like we even talked about, what did we even talk about?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Yeah, that
was
fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I haven't even told you how I met Rec or Rick. It was all through them. Okay.
That's for part two, three, and so on. what is your Instagram?
My Instagram is baked goods.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
AIKEDGUDS. I know, it's really...
What is your... do you
Twitch.
Have a website?
Twitch. I do have a website. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
STEFFIEBAIK.com.
And you mentioned Twitch.
And then on twitch.tv/stuffybake, STEFFIE.
Are you on Warzone? What are you doing on there?
Oh, I talk about mental health. I interview on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I like to interview people in the industry, creatives, artists, and kind of live stream there and talk to them and also do their makeup.
You want
to
shout out your moderators?
Oh my God. Harquin, Kim, Shanwise. Who else is a mod? This Ain't About Me, Pearl, Tickle Drips. Shit, I can't remember any other ones. I'm sorry. I'm a bad Twitch streamer. I'm sorry.
How many moderators do you have?
You have like a lot. I have like 6 or 7 because I'm like want everyone to be my mod.
Okay.
I'm just gonna put this out there. And then check out the Fun with Dumb podcast. Yeah, yeah.
When
does that
drop? When the episodes drop?
Yeah. So when? It's usually Tuesdays. It's live at 1 o'clock. Yes, yeah, at live 1 o'clock.
I had fun, by the way, when I was on.
Yeah,
them.
You
Thanks
were fucking great.
Me.
People loved. People loved our energy.
I had fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. People, you know, implied.
And now it makes sense because it's the Virgo tip.
It's the Virgo tip.
Now it makes sense. Now I'm putting it together.
My sister's also.
Okay.
My sister's a Virgo too. So
what's
you're August 28th.
I'm a.
So you guys are the August.
We're You know what that entails? We're on the Leo cusp.
Yes, you guys are crazier.
Are we?
Yeah, your guys are crazier. We're more worried ones. We're
I'm
the worried
crazier?
Ones. You guys are the more crazy ones, the August ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You got a little crazy.
Interesting.
Guys. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do a couple of these announcements and we'll head out. We'll head up and get some cheeseburgers. We do have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help support, go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. Scissor Bros podcast has a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/scissorbros. So you don't have to sign up for both. Sign up for that one if you want. Go to stevieweebyshow.com for any merch and stuff. Just know the delays will be a little bit, the orders will be a little bit delayed because of, COVID and shipping and all that. Instagram/QUANGOU, stevieweebybandcamp.com. I do have a P.O. box if you want to send packages or any kind of mail or stuff like that to Stevie's P.O. box, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. It was an honor having you.
Yes.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crip. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the west, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that. Crazy maintaining against the grain, making me wanna get in a plane. The payments on my brain never end sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The pitch and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her